Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Manfredini's probably haven't called him because Lou Manfredini's on the job. He does everything. Hi, Lou.
I'm sorry that I was running a little late. I got to remember I'm on with you on Mondays now.
Yeah, I thought this is kind of a new feature for you. So thank you for making some time for us, Lou.
Of course. It's my pleasure.
So I build this as maybe things we should be thinking about this week, maybe doing, maybe shopping for to get the job done on the weekend, if that's when you've got the time and the inclination. But here it is Monday, so what should we do? In the meantime, I do have one question for you, though, and that was, didn't you have a question on your show Saturday, and somebody said there was like a white powdery residue on some of the pipes coming off of their furnace or the vent things, those big things? And does that make sense, Lou? And they were wondering what that was and what to do about that?
Well, there can be some calcification that occurs, and this is a weird time right now, right? I'm sitting right now in my truck, you know, and it's 64 degrees.
Yeah.
Right? It's November. And so the problem that I think that a lot of people are going to have is, it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of people complain about different odors that they've never smelled before. We've got, you know, it rained like crazy, and it's cold overnight. You turn the furnace on. It can bring in moisture, run it through the furnace if you've got forced air. Calcification can occur on ductwork and whatnot.
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
A lot of times, a lot of people can get concerned about that, but it's really just more atmospheric than anything. And because we really haven't gotten to a consistent cold temperature in the area, our houses are just not ready. I mean, for most of us on a day like today, the furnace, the boiler, they're off. And maybe you kick it on at night. That is problematic. And so you're going to be experiencing and maybe seeing some things that you haven't seen in the past. I wouldn't worry about it. I think we spoke last Monday. I do really want you to get your furnace and AC serviced before it gets cold. And it's really money well spent.
Are you a fan of the cheap filters on the furnace? And just change them out every 4 weeks? Or do you want me to buy the expensive ones that I've been told place a drag on the system because it's got to pull the air through that thicker thing?
I do not buy into that theory. I think that the cheap filters really don't do anything as far as indoor air quality. And so there really is kind of good, better, best. I mean, the real expensive ones that, you know, 3M makes and other manufacturers as well, those can be $20 a pop, and those really do a good job of grabbing particulate through the air. But the mid-range ones, the you know, the store brand ones that you can buy, whether it's the big boxes or the hardware stores, those are about, you know, $10, $12, and those are the ones that I would put in, and I would change them once a month. That so-called drag that you know, many HVAC technicians will tell you about really is a non-event, in my opinion. And over the years, I've been doing this a very long time, I have given this advice, and it's been a non-issue. And so indoor air quality is a real thing. Indoor air quality does help us remain healthier in the winter months, and so a better filter will help with that.
What do you do about the leaves on your roof?
I wait for a really strong wind to blow them off.
The gutters is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean, I am in the city right now in Roscoe Village, and I am on this beautiful street, and all of the trees still have their leaves, and they are ginormous, classic city of Chicago trees. And these houses around me, as I look around, are going to be loaded with leaves. And so, you know, if you're someone that gets up there to clean it, a cordless leaf blower will make your life a lot easier to get them out of there. You're just going to have to wait. I mean, it is so green and so warm right now that we're probably 2 weeks away from this happening. But I have a feeling when we do get that cold weather, it's going to be a big dump. And I am a fan of the leaf protection on the gutters. It does make a difference. There is a concern about getting up on a ladder. I get it. And so if you can mitigate that risk, it's probably a good investment to do something like that.
But do you like the kind that has a sort of cover over the gutter and the water goes down, but there's a shield, or like the mesh that goes on top? What do you like?
No, I like the gutter one. It's more like a sieve over the top.
Yeah.
It's an aluminum. Basically, if your gutters are in good shape, these aluminum ones that go right over the top and get screwed to the top, I think offer the best solution to keep all the debris out of it and still allow rain to go in there. Even a super ginormous heavy rainstorm, it's going to be an issue. You're going to get some water cascading over the top. But you'd get that same thing with the gutters without it, because the downspouts would be clogged.
Does Lou recommend ceiling ceramic tile in a bathroom shower? At the bottom of the wall tile, where it meets the floor, it appears there are a few lines of dark under the caulk that looks like mold. What's the best way to fix that?
Two separate issues. I am not a fan of sealing the grout. Grout typically is porous. It's a Portland cement based, and so to me, when you seal it, you actually you encourage more dirt and debris and mildew and mold to get trapped underneath it, and then you'll see more evidence of it in the grout itself. At the base, where you're noticing that caulking, you in fact are getting water into the grout, and it can't get out because of the silicone. So I would remove all of that. I would clean all of that. I would allow it to dry, typically overnight. And then there are several manufacturers now that make bathroom caulking that have enzymes in them that don't allow mildew and mold to form. And one such product is called Clean Seal, and it comes in a white and an almond and a clear.
One last question, Lou. Maybe it's the time to do it, although I think some folks would still like to have their windows up the next week or 10 days. But if you're going to seal a window, you know, so that there's some drafts, you've got old windows or whatever, any tips like caulk or that spongy styrofoamy stuff? What do you like around the windows?
Up until last year, the home that my wife and I just moved into had the original 1927 windows. I replaced them all with, I know it's a shock, Kilkey windows. But what I use is, the first thing is, if you have storms, close all of those. And if you have these old windows, lock them. Make sure they're not only closed and locked. And there is a removable clear caulking called Peel and Stick, or Zip Away. Two different brands, and you put it in a caulk gun, you caulk all those gaps, you won't see it. Remember that it's there, because in the spring, that first spring day when you want to open it, you're going to go and grab it and peel it. You're going to peel it away. It's not going to, you may get a little paint peeling here or there, but it's very rare. It peels away, open up the window, you're good to go. When the window's closed, you won't even know it's there. And while the plastic film does work, I'm not a fan of how it looks.
I'm not either. All right, we got to go. Hey, John Williams, oh my gosh, did you see how much Lou Manfredini resembles Senator Tim Kaine on Saturday Night Live this week? And Tim Kaine is a very handsome man, Lou, so congratulations on that.
I have more hair than him, and I paid good money for it.
Thank you, Mr. Fix-It.
See you later.